Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
If you're Joe Biden and the Biden campaign, what do you do when you see that you're down in virtually every poll that matters? In fact, you're losing and trailing to Donald Trump right now in every single swing state. So the question is, now what happens? How do you shake it up? And what do you do to get voters to want to come out and vote for you? The answer? You buy votes. That's right, whether it's in Michigan, where now they are offering homeowners $500 a month or $6,000 a year per illegal immigrant that they're willing to house. How did this happen? They've run out of housing in Michigan, and so what better way to funnel money to voters than buying their votes at $500 a month like they're a VRBO? Listen.
In Michigan, and there was a woman that was killed by an illegal alien. This is their governor is offering $500. So now they're being called newcomers. This is the crime is on the rise. So these are the kinds of things that are happening all across the nation. Don't you just love how they've changed the verbiage now? They're now newcomers. They're no longer illegal aliens. They were migrants. Now they're newcomers.
Well, this is how they're desensitizing illegal immigration, because the left doesn't decipher between illegal immigration and legal immigration. To them, it's all one thing. And if you happen to be in favor or against one or another, it doesn't matter to them. And this language, as a matter of fact, all the way to the U.S. Border Patrol, they can't forget them using the term illegal alien. It's a non-U.S. citizen, non-citizen. This is crazy. But words do matter, and it makes people desensitize to the problem. It makes them have to accept it the way they're saying it.
By the way, remember, you can have $500 a month to house a, quote, newcomer in Michigan. That's not all. We now are being told from ABC News today. That's just one example of buying votes, okay, in Michigan. Over 400 lawmakers, activists, actors, and, well, more on the left are signing a major letter demanding that Joe Biden support bills on racial equity. Now, what does that actually mean? It means buying even more votes, paying out reparations. This letter that was organized by the left that want to make sure that they win in November had more than 400 lawmakers sign on to it. They had civil rights leaders sign on to it. Musicians and actors have written a joint letter to President Joe Biden calling on him to support a list of congressional bills on racial equity and reparative justice. Before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. I want to ask yourself a question real quick. How mad would you be if you knew that you were supporting right now Planned Parenthood? Now, you're not a supporter of Planned Parenthood, but you found out that your money was being used to support Planned Parenthood. How mad would you be if you found out that your money was supporting causes like Black Lives Matter as they were torching cities, or supporting Barack Obama, or supporting, for example, people like AOC, or maybe even Joe Biden for president? Would you be mad? I'd be furious. Well, if you're with Big Mobile, that's exactly what's happening right now with your money. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile gives massive donations to Democratic candidates running for office and Democratic extremist causes. They also give money, massive donations, millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. That is why I want you to know about Patriot Mobile. I switched to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my phone, in the top left corner, it says Patriot. And I know that I'm making a difference with every phone call, with every text, and every time I pay my bill. Because they take 5% of my bill at no extra cost to me. And they give it back to conservative organizations, conservative causes that I believe in. That's right. They actually fight back. They fight the left with my dollars each and every single month. I love Patriot Mobile because I get the same coverage I was used to before, because they use the same exact towers, the same system that the big mobile carriers use. So I didn't have to compromise on service. I could keep my same cell phone number or get a new number. I can keep my same cell phone I had when I'd switch or upgrade to a new one. So switching is easy because they have a 100% U.S.-based team. Now, here's the best part. When you pay your bill every month, 5% of that bill goes back to support conservative causes and organizations. Yes, conservative causes and organizations that you stand with. We're talking about organizations that support the Second Amendment, support the sanctity of life, support our First Amendment rights. This is why I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile. I'm going to give you free activation as well. Just use the promo code BEN and call them now. 972-PATRIOT is the number. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/BEN. That's patriotmobile.com/BEN or 972-PATRIOT. Now, the letter shared exclusively with ABC News, that's how you know this is full-blown propaganda, because you find a communist news network that agrees with the president and agrees with the radical woke left, and you say, here it is. It is the third such letter that activists and lawmakers have sent to the White House this year alone. The signatures include the NAACP president, Attorney Ben Crump, National Action Network President Al Sharpton, stylist La Roach, music executive Willie the Prophet Stiggers, and many other activists, including talk show's Travis Smiley, as well as major civil rights activists in Congress, Representative Barbara Lee, Sheila Jackson Lee, Cori Bush, and Jamal Bowman. These are the individuals that have gotten together and said, hey, we need a bunch of money to secure votes come November. This effort comes after several months of unsuccessful attempts, as they described it, to secure a meeting with the White House. And in the open letter, the leaders desperately urged Biden that the state of our union depends upon these bills. Now, these bills all go back to handing out money. Again, this is about buying votes. Marcus Anthony Hunter, a UCLA professor of sociology and African-American studies, who coined the phrase Black Lives Matter, is leading this new effort. No, you wouldn't say that the guy that was coined the phrase Black Lives Matter, that led the effort, is now demanding that the taxpayers pay him a whole bunch of money for reparations. In fact, he told ABC News, the letter is an accountability measure after months of work behind closed doors in Washington, D.C. and across the country. President Biden is actively delivering for Black Americans by executing his day one commitment to advance racial equity and support for underserved communities. The White House spokesman also telling ABC News in a statement saying this, since taking office, the president's agenda has secured record low Black unemployment. By the way, that is actually a lie. A 60% increase in Black net worth since the pandemic. Well, what was it before the pandemic? Guess what? That's a lie as well. It's actually down. They're lying to you about the numbers. Achieve the fastest creation rate of Black-owned small businesses in over 25 years. I'm not sure that's true either. and expanded access to home ownership and protections against housing discrimination. Well, that's maybe the biggest lie of all, because we talked about this on the show yesterday. How much money do you need now compared to when he took office to buy a home? Well, let me go to Yahoo Finance just to tell you how big of a lie the White House just told on that when it comes to African Americans buying a home. Yahoo Finance, this is their headline. Home buyers need to earn 80% more than they did in 2020 to afford a home in today's market. So, again, I go back to the White House. They're scumbags and they will lie to you. And the government or the media will not call them out because they're on the same team. So the White House just flat out lied, saying that they've expanded access to home ownership and protections against housing discrimination. That's not true. Access to home ownership is impossible for many African Americans now because home buyers need to earn 80% more than they did in 2020 when Donald Trump was president to afford a home in today's market. That's not my words. That is Yahoo Finance saying new salaries required to comfortably afford a typical home is $106,000, well above the median income, that according to Zillow. So again, there's a second group of people telling you the same thing. And home prices are up 42% alone since 2020 when Trump left office. And because both rates and borrowing costs have skyrocketed, you need to earn 80% more to comfortably afford a home in today's market. All because of Joe Biden. So they're lying to you yet again. But who cares, right? It's the White House. They lie all the time. And the media covers for them. So let's go back to buying votes. In the letter, this is what the leaders wrote. Quote, as we face another election year. Oh, so this is about the election year. This is a threat. They're saying, give us some money, give us some cash, or you're not getting our vote. Quote, as we face another election year, this conversation regarding urgent executive action on reparations is not just about policy. It is about the people of the United States of America, the fate of our democracy, national unity, and somehow they're connecting it to national security. Now, the national security part was very interesting to me. And I'm like, wait, why would they say in this letter that if you don't give us what we demand, which is reparations, and to be clear, this is a shakedown of the federal government and a shakedown of Joe Biden's White House, saying to Joe Biden's White House, you better give us some cash if you want black people to come vote for you. That's what this is. Why would they put in that letter that our national security is at risk if they do not sign the letter? I'll tell you exactly why. They're threatening another summer of rioting and looting. They're threatening another summer of burning down buildings and burning down cities and businesses and police stations and churches, just like they did the last time we had the summer of violence in the name of Black Lives Matter. Now, why am I making that connection? Because, well, it's not just a connection. It's the same damn guy that created Black Lives Matter who's now threatening that you're going to have a problem with national security if you don't pay us what we're telling you you need to pay us. And here's the next part of the letter. It says, quote, we call upon you to meet with congressional members and advocates as soon as possible. Now, this is again to Joe Biden to tackle and attend to the unfinished work of advancing comprehensive equity through executive orders and actions. In other words, you want our vote, you got to buy our vote, and this is what it's going to cost you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, to be clear, whether it's Michigan paying out $500 for you to house an illegal immigrant, that's a way to buy your vote, or the 400-plus people that just signed this letter demanding to Joe Biden that if you want to get reelected, you got to give us reparations, which is, again, buying our vote, there's also another problem. There is a lot of people that are socialists and communists, and they masquerade as Democrats, who are very unhappy with the president right now, very unhappy with him. And they're, these candidates that are also running are afraid that Joe Biden is going to bring them down. Now, these radicals, socialists and Marxists, who hate Israel, for example, and actually they're afraid of Joe Biden. They're doing interviews now. How bad is it? Well, the DCCC chairwoman, Suzanne DeBlaney, tried to distance herself, and this is a woman high up in the Democratic Party, as well as other candidates, from the incredibly unpopular incumbent president by the name of Joe Biden. Now, I want you to listen to this interview that she did and watch how she's falling all over herself to not even have herself associated with the name Joe Biden. Listen.
President Biden, by all accounts, based on the data and polling that we are seeing, is an incredibly unpopular incumbent president. And most polls show that he is losing to Trump, not just nationally, but in the swing states that ultimately could decide the outcome of this election. How worried are you about the impact that President Biden may have down the ballot in terms of voter enthusiasm and turnout?
You know, I've been all across the country to swing districts all across the country. And, you know, you talk to folks and these are purple districts. These are places where you have independents, probably folks who are former Republicans who don't know what happened to their party, and others who want to see folks who are going to go to Washington, D.C. to govern, who are going to find solutions to the issues facing our country and help move us forward. And they want folks who are going to stand up for our rights, our freedoms, and our democracy. And when I've talked to voters across the country, they are looking for those strong leaders, and we have them. Our incumbents and our candidates who are running against Republicans in swing districts across the country really are authentic leaders who are addressing issues, talking to their communities about the challenges they face, and putting forward real solutions. And that's what this is about.
That's what this is about. I'm not talking about him. I'm not connecting myself to Joe Biden. He's going to have to buy some votes because she's refusing to say Biden's name because she knows that he is an anchor around the neck of swing district extreme House Democrats, where these socialists and communists elected them, and they're not happy with Joe Biden. So what do? You pay them off, right? You give them cash. That's what you do. You figure out a way to give money to show up with reparations. You figure out how to pay them to house illegal immigrants, like they're doing in Michigan and places like New York City and in California. Like, this is what they're doing right now. This is the core. And by the way, it's not just, I want to be clear about this, it's not this issue. The White House is now having to be more extreme than ever. They're attacking Israel now. Kamala Harris said this, for example, about green and alternative energy and energy in general. Now, I want you to be clear. They're lying, right? They're trying to tell you that things are better than they actually are. I'm going to play this clip for you, but I want you to know the facts before I play it of Kamala Harris lying to voters. Electricity costs are up 28.4% since Biden took office. Gas prices are up 50% since Biden took office. And what did the White House say about energy costs? Listen.
When President Biden and I first ran for office, folks told us we have to take on the climate crisis and we have to also lower monthly energy bills.
Did they do it? They're claiming they did. Right? When President Joe Biden and I first ran for office, folks told us we have to take on the climate crisis and we have to also lower monthly energy bills. Well, you've been a failure on both. Electricity's up 28.4%, gas price up 50%, and those numbers are actually expected to go higher this summer. You put all that together, and now we've gone back to what we, again, have been told for a long time. This White House is in shambles. They don't know what to do. In fact, we've even been told now that this president of the United States of America is so willing to do anything to win, and the people around him, that they're willing to even use TikTok. Now, Biden and Harris are using TikTok to reach younger voters. They also have said they think it's a national security threat. In fact, they banned TikTok from government phones, but they're still using TikTok right now because that's how desperate they are for voters. The White House press secretary was asked about it. Listen.
President Biden is concerned enough about TikTok to bring it up on a call with the president of China. Why is he and why is the vice president, why are they still making videos for TikTok?
That's coming out of the campaign, so I would refer you to the campaign. Wait, that's, I understand. It is the campaign's decision. I would refer you to the campaign. We have been very clear. We are not trying to ban TikTok. We're not trying to ban TikTok. We're talking about a divestment. You heard that from the National Security Advisor when he's been here a couple times at the podium speaking to TikTok and the legislation and how we're trying to move forward. It is a platform that we really need to take seriously here. We're talking about on national security. And so we've talked about not banning, divesting, not banning, divesting. So we want to be very clear about that. Go ahead.
You know, I wish the media would get irritated with Jean-Pierre the way that they would with any other White House in the past. And I'm talking about Democratic presidents as well. Have you noticed now what she gets away with? Everything's, oh, you have to ask the campaign. Oh, I have to get back to you on that. Oh, I'm not sure about that. Oh, let me get back to you on that. Oh, let me look at that. Oh, I'm not answering that. I'll refer you here. I'll refer you there. I'll refer you here. I'll refer you there. All right, we done? Great. There is no way in hell a Republican president would get away with this. I'll give you another example. And this is all about buying votes. Remember, they've got to keep the extreme left happy because if they don't show up, they lose. But they have to bring in new voters or Democrats that are very unexcited about Joe Biden and also those that understand the economy is hurting right now and hurting them. One of the pipe dreams is we're going to have all these cars on the streets are going to be electric vehicles. We're going to get rid of gasoline engines. We're going to ban them all. California banned them all, right? They've got this ban by, 2030, something like that, something insane, where they're saying no more gas vehicles on the road. By the way, it's not going to happen. It's impossible. And the White House is also trying to tout that they've increased manufacturing jobs in America. So they were asked a question like, you guys have actually made jobs disappear by obsessing over EV vehicles. Listen.
Is it realistic to go from about 7 or 8% of sales to 50% of sales in 8 years if the automakers themselves are cutting back on production?
We believe, and we've seen that U.S. manufacturing jobs have increased. Jobs have indeed increased. And when you see a boom like this, that means you need auto workers, right? It can't happen on its own. And so we believe this is working. We believe this is part of what the president has promised. And we want to see a manufacturing industry that's for the future of this country. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what the president's working towards.
And that's what the president's working towards. Okay, so is it realistic to go from 7 to 8% of sales, meaning EV vehicles, to 50% of sales in 8 years if the automakers themselves are cutting back on EV production? And her response, we got great manufacturing jobs have increased. Well, not in this sector. They're laying them off. Notice how the media doesn't do a follow-up or jump in there and ask a second question there. right? Like notice that. Like, it doesn't happen, right? And the White House is also selling out on the issue of Israel right now. Let's move to that. Top Biden spokesman John Kirby, because they alternate them at the White House, because not one person can actually be the press secretary. It takes two of you when you're having to defend the idiocracies of Joe Biden every day. Top Biden spokesman John Kirby now defending Biden's lack of visibility in public on Israel, saying this about what their new strategy is at the White House. Listen carefully to the words he uses.
Where is President Biden on any of this? When he wants to talk about how angry he is or frustrated he is about the high cost of insulin, he comes out and gives an impassioned speech. Where is he on any of this?
He's been talking about this. He's been issuing statements on this.
In private?
No. That statement, the last I looked, was public.
But where is he? Why isn't he here right now?
I'm sure you'll continue to hear from the president about this and many other national security issues.
Notice they're hiding the president on Israel. Why? Because they realize that it doesn't work well with young voters. They've got to buy votes. So what are they going to do with young voters? You've heard about it again. They're going back to the issue of, we want to pay off all your student loans. Okay, so that's how we get those young voters to come back out. All right, to African-Americans, what's it going to be? All right, we'll figure out a way to get you reparations. Okay, that'll check that box. How about people that are in manufacturing jobs that are disappearing that they were promised they were going to protect in places like Michigan? Okay, we'll pay you $500 a month to house an illegal immigrant. Do you understand this is literally the definition of buying votes? They're literally saying to the American people, what is it going to cost to get you to vote for us financially? Tell us your terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you may think, okay, sure, there's some groups of people he's trying to buy votes from, right? But, like, it's not really buying votes. All right. I'll give you another example of just how desperate they are at this moment in time. It's one thing to buy votes of young people. It's another thing to buy votes of college graduates by promising them if they vote for you, you're going to pay off their student loans. Remember, they did that last election, and there's people stupid enough to believe that this is going to really happen, even though the Supreme Court said no, and they've actually gotten away with paying off some student loans. So I guess in theory, it's worked, right? This is buying votes. But how desperate do you have to be if you're willing to buy off or try to buy off the votes of people of faith, Christians, those that are churchgoers? Oh, yeah. They got a program for that now with the Biden-Harris campaign. In fact, Vice President Kamala Harris rolled out the new bribery. And look, historically, African-American churches in America and liberal churches have done an amazing job of registering people to vote. Okay, that's something they're really, really, really good at. And getting people out to vote. We've seen it in churches for years. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the list goes on. Warnock, for example, when he won in Atlanta, went from church to church campaigning, stood up on Sunday mornings, which some people say there's supposed to be a separation there, right? Nah, who cares about that? And pastor after pastor, an African-American church will put their arms around him and say, you got to vote for this guy. We've witnessed this happen. Bill Clinton would not have won the presidency without African-American churches bringing him in and singing his praises. Barack Obama was the same way. Now, you need churchgoers in the African-American community to show up and vote for you. You desperately need those numbers. So how do you buy their votes? Ho-ho! Here it is, Kamala Harris trying to buy the votes of churches all over the country with a new government program.
We have chosen 8 nonprofits to lead this work, from a community of banks that are a network that serve Native communities, to a rural economic development collective that works in Appalachia, to a group of lenders that focus on economic and climate justice. Yes, and this $20 billion investment will allow these 8 nonprofits to fund tens of thousands of community-based climate projects. So I'd like you to imagine what this means. Imagine, for example, the young entrepreneur who wants to launch a startup to repair electric vehicle chargers, and that this person can now get a small business loan to hire her first employees. Imagine a small business owner who can now take out a line of credit to buy a fleet of electric delivery vehicles so he can stop paying for gas and reduce pollution at the same time. Imagine a house of worship that can now get a zero interest loan so they can install solar panels to generate clean energy through electricity for the entire neighborhood. Our investment will also help lower energy bills for homeowners and renters. When President Biden and I first ran for office, folks told us we have to take on the climate crisis, and we have to also lower monthly energy bills. Well, the investment we're talking about today will do both.
The investment we're talking about today will do both. Did you notice how many different ways they've come up with to buy votes? Hey, churches. We're gonna get you some solar panels for free. We're gonna get you some free loans. We're gonna get you some free money. But remember, if you want that free money, you gotta vote for us. You want those 0% interest loans, you gotta vote for us. If you want this free energy that's not free because we're gonna have to subsidize it to give it to you as we buy the votes of you and your parishioners, that's now where we are. I am, and again, this isn't supposed to be legal. That's the point I want to make. This is something that is never, ever, ever supposed to happen or be allowed to happen, that you have people in power in our government that then it can pass laws to directly pay people to then vote for them, but doing it in an indirect way, the way that the Vice President of the United States of America just went out there and said it. Let me also remind you of what happened on President's Day this year, February the 19th. Lawmakers, activists, and civil rights leaders sent 2 separate letters to the White House expressing a unified effort urging the Biden administration to work on racial equity and saying that we really need reparations. Like, this is all pre-planned, folks. Some lawmakers say they've been working diligently in the House and Senate to bring attention to the list of wide-ranging demands and bills that focus on racial equity and reparative justice, right? They always have these very special fancy words like reparative justice. There's their new phrase. In other words, give me money or you're going to lose me as a voter. Quote, each of the pieces of legislation laid out would be a step towards repairing the harm of America's original sin and centuries of discrimination, redlining, and institutionalized oppression. We must be honest with ourselves and tell the truth about our history and how it impacts our communities today, so that together we can build a better future. That's what Bowman said to ABC News. Now, you also have representatives like Cori Bush speaking at a news conference on Capitol Hill demanding serious money. How much are we talking about here? Representative Cori Bush now says that you can buy the votes of the African-American community. It's just going to cost you $14 trillion. I'm actually not joking about the number. Cori Bush said there is a $14 trillion reparation bill that will eliminate the racial wealth gap, and it is something that she is demanding and other Democrats. I'm going to go to ABC News for this. Cori Bush is now putting together a coalition of $14 trillion reparation bill that will eliminate the racial wealth gap. The bill notes the White House and Congress were built to enslave black people. For the first time, the extensive history of the enslavement of Africans, post-Jim Crow discrimination, and other racially charged subjects has been entered into the congressional record, they celebrated, and repairing the lasting damage these institutions caused will have a hefty price tag, according to the Democratic lawmaker. The 23-page piece of legislation introduced Thursday by Representative Cori Bush called on Congress to adopt several measures aimed at righting the historic wrongs, including urging the federal government to issue federal reparations to black Americans and other justice efforts. A minimum of $14 trillion would be needed, that she says, to eliminate the racial wealth gap that currently exists between black and white Americans, the resolution states, saying this: the United States has a moral and legal obligation to provide reparations for the enslavement of Africans and its lasting harm on the lives of millions of black people in the United States of America. That is what the actual bill says, H.R. 414. Joining her at the press conference was Eric Miller, one of the attorneys for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The Greenwood District of Tulsa, known as the Black Wall Street, was burned to ashes by white mobs on May the 31st of 21. The last survivors of the massacre filed a lawsuit suing the city of Tulsa and local government entities, and will find out within days whether or not their lawsuit will be able to proceed. There's a huge amount of history that hasn't been uncovered, Miller also said to ABC News, saying this: we want to get the opportunity to paint the picture. Just as Congressman Bush is painting a picture of exactly what happened, noting that he wanted to call out the names of the hundreds of pictures of people engaged in the massacre and connect the dots to their family members, obviously, because then, therefore, by default, they're racist, horrible people. So get out your checkbooks and write us a check. The resolution also calls for further momentum on the state and local levels. So they want trillions of dollars from the federal government, and they want more money from local governments, and that's how you buy their votes. The Missouri congresswoman said to ABC News that she is one of an estimated 40 million people in the U.S. who are descendants of enslaved Africans, and argued in her resolution that the federal government must compensate descendants of enslaved black people and people of African descent in the United States of America to account for the harm that slavery caused and the cumulative damages of enslavement and the legal and de facto segregation that they have also left behind. The resolution explores the history of enslaved Africans dating back to 1565, and note that many of the early presidents of the U.S. enslaved black people. Standing outside the Capitol, Bush said to ABC News that her resolution doesn't shy away from the history of the nation's capital, stating that the White House and the Capitol were both built from the labor of enslaved black people to keep people enslaved. Okay, so why did we get to this big number? Quote, the U.S. benefited from over 222 million hours of forced slave labor, or the equivalent of roughly $97 trillion worth of work. That between 1619 and 1865, during the end of slavery. The resolution then says it is time that they be paid. Those who were stripped of their dignity and made to work without compensation, they weren't repaid, and they should be. Now, all of these people that did this are dead. So the question is, how do you divvy it up now? If you're a descendant of theirs, you get paid now for something that you didn't experience, because they say you would have been better off. And so we just need trillions of dollars. No big deal. So there you go. You want to know how much it's going to cost you as a taxpayer? $14 trillion to buy the votes by the left That's what it would cost you as a taxpayer. And that's just a start, because then they're going to go and get more money, they say, from the states. This is the Democratic Party. It's going to happen, folks. I'm not saying every one of these things is going to happen, but they're going to get enough of them to buy votes come November. And this is exactly how they're going to do it. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Okay, I beg of you. Share this podcast with your family and friends so they can hear exactly what I just talked to you about. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.